Certainly, we were not many, and yet we were sufficient, from the Norwegian National Anthem. By listening to this episode of the Klevnovia US Cast, you'll get a better understanding on how many users are sufficient enough to run a usability test and obtain reliable results. Welcome to yet another episode of the Klevnovia US Cast on Usability Testing. I am Ubrike. Really, how many participants or user do you need to run a usability test? This topic is of great importance and great interest to usability practitioners who need to balance a project return on investment and deadline with their major objectives to create a delightful product experience. Evidence from some studies within the field of usability indicates that most usability problems can be found with 3 to 5 participants. As results from these studies indicated that observing 4 or 5 participants reveal about 85% of a product's usability problem. It added that running additional users or participants during the same test is unlikely to reveal new information as additional participants reveal few usability problems. I will leave links to the studies on the details section of this podcast. Feel free to check them out if you want, although the major take-home from those studies will be briefly discussed here in this episode. So, estimating the sample size requirement for the number of participants is only one element among several that usability practitioners must consider. Another key element is the selection and design of task scenarios that participants have to carry out. I've talked about such factor in previous episode titled Task Formulation for Usability Testing. It is important to point out that the problem available for discovery depends on the task set used to evaluate the tested product. Yes, 5 users are commonly viewed as the number of participants required to find 85% of usability problem. This is commonly viewed as the industry standards. Wait. Hold on a minute, I'm not here to say that is wrong, but to make further clarification so you can gain a deeper insight into why the magic number of 5 participants in usability testing. If you don't know before now, that rule came from a study conducted by Jacob Nielsen and Tom Lander. They created a mathematical model that suggests that you can find 85% of usability problem after testing 5 participants, and the most effective way to do it is to conduct smaller iterative studies with 3 to 5 participants, which is more cost effective than running a single test with more participants. They further suggested that if there are different user groups, there should be 3 to 4 participants from each group. This implies that the sample size formula of 5 participants only applies when your participants are from the same sample population, performing the same task on the same tested product. However, in recent times, that extra details has been lost, and most practitioners hear and adapt to running a usability test with 5 participants as the magic number. In my personal opinion, for 3 to 5 participants to reveal about 80% of usability problem, then they have to be representative users with expertise in either the product domain or usability and have higher problem discovery rates than novice users. Again, one among many ways to know the right number of participants is when you start hearing the same thing over and over again from different participants. Then it's best or it's better you address the feedback rather than running more usability test sections. Also, another aspect to consider is that most usability tests are only concerned with qualitative studies that aim to find and fix usability problem in a design. For quantitative studies that aim to collect usability measures, one would still need to use sufficiently many participants to narrow the confidence interval to an acceptable, or I'll say a statistically significant level.
Painful truth, many falls. Trusting chance to make it through. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. An invisible point of view. Worth the risk in many games. The adventure wins out all the same. And now you see I'm twice the man I used to be.
So then, what's the required number of participants to get sufficient data and reliable results from a usability test? Well, a usability test does not need a large number of participants to successfully identify usability problems. Assuming the goal of a test is to identify usability problems for correction in future iterations, it doesn't seem to be worth the trouble to run a test with 6 to 7 participants, since the value of additional participants fall off exponentially, evidence from usability studies. So, it seems to be a reasonable goal to aim to find about 75% of usability problem in a tested product, because firstly, it will be very expensive to find all the problem in an interface. Secondly, the next design iteration might introduce some new problems. And thirdly, the true usability catastrophe are likely to be among the first problem found. So, to end this episode, it is best to plan for a minimum of 5 participants when using the Tinkerlab method in a usability test, and the final number of participants should be determined by the skills and experience of the test facilitator or the test evaluator, the number of iterations planned for the design, and the project budget. I hope this shed a light about the number of participants that you need to run a usability test. That's it, guys. Thanks for listening. Cheers. And have a good one.